Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Public Affairs in Practice podcast. In this edition, I'm going to look at risk appetite in communications, because I think it can be a catalyst for innovation and for growth as well. All organisations, of course, need to manage risk, and I think some do it better than others. Some make basic mistakes, others try to drive out all aspects of risk. But the reality is that some risk needs to be maintained, not least in communications, otherwise innovation can die. Now, we've all seen examples across communication where risk doesn't appear to have been managed. In everything from political engagement through to Christmas adverts, it can be suggested that the risk was not managed. The danger is that this absolute focus on risk minimisation leads to a perception that the level of risk should be zero or as close to that as possible. The idea being that risk should be eradicated. But this approach fails to appreciate the benefits of taking some risk. How it can make an organisation stand out from others, especially its competitors, and how those benefits can then be used to make sure improvements are made and drive greater innovation. Rather than the misplaced belief in the need to eradicate risk, which frankly is not entirely possible anyway, the focus should be on how much risk appetite there is, and a discussion should be held about its benefits, not just its dangers. The term risk appetite recognises how an organisation, not just a corporate or a business, views and manages risks. So rather than treating risks as enemies that should be eliminated at all costs for the fear of financial or reputational damage that can be inflicted, it suggests that risks need to be explored and understood. And once explored and understood, they can be considered as integral components of growth and development. So risk is needed to help keep communications relevant and dynamic. Boundaries sometimes need to be pushed so that an organisation does not end up in a comfort zone. The risk may allow new channels of communication to be used, new audiences engaged with, new messages used, and just better, more creative ideas used to challenge the status quo. This mindset is crucial in an era where communication landscapes are constantly evolving, demanding adaptability and creativity. Risk and innovation in the corporate sector are often lauded, and risk takers are championed by the media. This approach recognises how groundbreaking ideas are stimulated, but in communications, the potential reputational damage can mean that risk is viewed all too negatively. Instead of seeing the potential of engaging in what might end up being controversial discussions or how a team can become more agile when having to react in such circumstances, communications teams are seen as the way to diffuse the heat from a problem. Now, we all know that teams grow and develop when placed under some amount of pressure and have to deal with difficult or challenging situations. A zero-risk type of approach would not appear to be very professionally challenging either. So this means organisations recognising that part of the calculation of risk appetite involves viewing failures as a learning opportunity for the organisation and for those involved in it. Setbacks and failures offer valuable insights that can then inform future strategies, contribute to overall growth, strengthen abilities, and can make an organisation an interesting place to work. It has been suggested that recent political fallout against organisations and the backlash against ESG could mean that many prefer not to engage and will not act as champions. Of course, all organisations need to adapt balanced approaches on risk, and some will be more important to address than others. But it has to be recognised that potential benefits as well as downsides, and they need to be considered. An organisation that's thought about its risk appetite is, I believe, more likely to be innovative in its communication strategy, be aware of the changing landscape, more strategic in its approach to risk taking, and prepared to learn from failure rather than looking to attribute blame. The need to maintain an appetite for risk still requires judgment and should always be based on knowledge. So this is not a call to go blindly into the future without preparation or plans. The benefits of embracing some risk rather than simply trying to eliminate can be useful. It can require courage and also needs people to champion it. Communications has a critical role to play internally and externally.